Green Bay Every Day with Alex and Alex. He's Alex Gravatt. I'm Alex Grove with you from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, Wisconsin on your Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Our positional breakdowns continue as we flip to the defensive side of the ball. Underneath, the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, the group he's most familiar with. We'll start with the defensive backs today. But first, G, how are you?
I just tried drinking water and it went down the wrong tube, and I'm really worried that I'm still going to cough through this entire podcast.
Well, the good news is you do have an on-off button, so you can turn your mic off if you'd like. That was stupid.
I turned it off.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're wearing a light blue Eddie Bauer quarter zip today.
Shout out, Bauer.
And then you're wearing a royal blue undershirt.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
It's making your blue eyes look just tremendous.
This is oddly intimate immediately. Thank you.
Your eyes look great.
Thank you. I
can't ignore it.
My back looks really bad. I forgot to put sunscreen on my North Carolinian adventure, and it is just as red as your ESPN Madison quarter zip shout out Under Armour.
Yeah, you showed me that yesterday. Now, G, I'm going to tell you this while we're recording because I forgot about it. I do have a meeting in 11 minutes. Do you think we can break down the defensive backs in 11 minutes?
Let's get after it.
All right, let's dive into the D-backs. We'll start with the safety position, only a couple under contract, several of which you won't know whether or not they're real names, but the main ones are Xavier McKinney, Anthony Johnson Jr., and Benny Sapp the third, the current ones under contract. I'm also missing Zane Anderson, who there was a real debate during the Packers season last year whether or not that was a real person. So, because he was inactive often, and people never saw him play until the end of the season.
Wait, there was a Packer conspiracy outside of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, last year there was.
Go.
Zane Anderson, whether or not he was a real person, but he is still under contract for the 2024 season, at least according to the ESPN website. Yeah, shout out to Chuck Stanger, indeed. So, that said, G, safety is obviously a position of need. You are very top-heavy now with the addition of Xavier McKinney from the New York Giants. They make the big splash a couple of weeks ago in free agency to get him. But otherwise, you need to attack it, I think, from multiple different directions, which includes both the second wave of free agency and in a month in the NFL draft.
I don't know if there's been a free agent signing that has more pressure on them to perform than Xavier McKinney in a while for the Packers. I mean, you think about it.
That's a good point.
They let somebody who is pretty mid, Darnell Savage, go, and you know, there's been a lot of problematic safety play in the past couple of years. But Xavier McKinney comes in, he gets the bag, he's paid really well, he's a highly touted free agent, and he's one of the first signings of the free agency safety class, which was deep. I mean,
I think he was the first, actually.
He is the Packers' guy. They said this is who we want, and he's going to fit perfectly. Now, he was ranked well amongst all safeties on Pro Football Focus, but he was by no means the number one guy. Of course, he's doing a lot there in New York where they're struggling. They had a tough season, whatever. But he has to show up in a really big way. Otherwise, people are going to be really frustrated with this signing.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And obviously the monetary part of that is to just more further proof of your point, right? And I think I was thinking as you were talking there, G, who is the biggest free agent signing for the Packers in recent memory prior to Xavier McKinney in terms of expectations? And I don't know. Maybe Za'Darius Smith in 2019.
Yeah, and I think he did deliver. He had a really
great
season. But the thing was, that was an entire class of free agents because you had him.
Yeah, but he was the big
Preston
swing.
Smith.
Preston Smith was viewed as a medium swing, and then obviously Adrian Amos a little bit of a smaller swing. But yeah,
I was not a part of the media at that point, and I was just, you know, a big fan. And the way that it was presented to me as a fan on social media and where I was getting all of my news was that it was the Smith brothers coming in, and I was jazzed about the signing of the safety. And then we went and addressed the safety in the draft as well. So I think that's something that's going to happen. This safety class is pretty tough. The top ranked safety in the draft is still the 38th ranked best prospect.
Who is that? Cooper DeJean?
Tyler Newbin from Minnesota.
I guess DeJean is a corner and a safety.
Yeah, okay. He's probably listed under cornerback because yeah. I'm just looking at CBS's rankings and he doesn't make that list. But then there's a good chunk of that 38, 48, 53, 56, 81, where there's a couple of guys. And then there's a handful of really good talents, size-wise, things that you could see Gutekunst and the front office going for later in the draft. But,
yep.
But if you're looking for somebody who can be a splash player right away, you gotta pull the trigger in the area that the Packers have 2 second-round picks. So
yeah, you're right about that. And I have not dove into the relative athletic scores of the safety class yet, but like there will be somebody in the eighth that's viewed as like a sixth or seventh round pick that I guarantee will be a Green Bay Packer come next month. So that's something that Goody looks at heavily. So who do you anticipate being the starting safeties for the Packers? Obviously McKinney is one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be him, and then whoever gets drafted is going to be playing a lot.
How early do you think they draft one? Is this a second round thing, third round thing? It's a day two pick, I imagine.
Yeah, I would be thinking probably third round, judging by the numbers and things like that. I like their athletic scores and specifically just their where people are ending up in the way that things are shaking out. Because it was such a good safety class, a lot of teams changed their safety positions, and I think that they're going to be confident in that. And I think the Packers are, too. I think you're going to look at offensive lineman one, then you're going to have a linebacker probably two, and then you have that other pick where they're just going to find a freak athlete, likely on defense. I think that they're going to find somebody who plays linebacker or who plays up front is generally where the Packers go for those things.
No doubt. You're totally right about that. Let's flip over to the cornerback position. The lead dog is a former first-round pick. The first first-round pick ever made by Brian Gutekunst as the general manager of the Packers. Obviously, Jaire Alexander. Some of the other notable names in that room. Carrington Valentine, a seventh-round pick from a year ago. Eric Stokes, another former first-round pick at cornerback by Brian Gutekunst. Corey Ballantyne was brought back, I believe, on a 2-year deal this offseason. And then Keyshawn Nixon, who played in the slot corner position all of last year. He didn't have a great year in the slot corner, but it's really hard to have a great year as a slot corner because it is probably the toughest position on the football field, at least on the defensive side. So those are kind of your main five that are going to play at that position. Is that something you think they'll address through the draft as well, cornerback?
Yeah, they'll get somebody later on. But
I wouldn't be shocked if they reach for one. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't be shocked if a first-round pick is a corner.
First round pick
is a corner.
Why do you think that they need someone in the first round?
Because I think they're nervous, rightfully so, about Eric Stokes' availability. Mm-hmm. It's been a couple of years now. Carrington Valentine's a nice piece, but again, he's a seventh round pick. He outperformed his value in his rookie year, but I don't know if he's ready to take that Sam Shields-esque jump here in year number two to become the true second corner for the Packers behind Jaire. And Jaire obviously dealt with a bunch of injuries of his own a year ago. So I think in terms of depth, that's a group of need that's flying under the radar that I think Goody might be circling come day one of the draft.
Yeah, I think that there is a chance, specifically this year, if they don't go ahead and address somebody early on, that you can look back and say, oh, wow, the trading of Rasul Douglas for not a third-round pick, but you traded a fifth and him for a third round pick. So effectively, it's like a fifth round pick, a sixth round pick, something like that. That's going to be looked at as one of the biggest failings of Brian Gutekunst if it doesn't work out. Because again, he's the kind of guy who can make you a good team now. He has more interceptions since 2019 than anybody else. He's like top three in that space. So that's something that we needed. We lacked turnovers last year for quite a while.
Big time.
Having a playmaker, having someone who knows, because I love Keyshawn Nixon, don't get me wrong, coming back, fantastic for the special teams, and we'll get to the special teams state of the position at some point. But as far as putting him in coverage, I hate it. I mean, he doesn't do a lot. That right coverage schemes seem to be dropped with him all the time. He's an athlete. He's a freak. He does things great. But yeah, Jaire, as long as he's healthy, you know you've got somebody who makes a difference at the game. Eric Stokes is super fast, but always injured. And, you know, hopefully that can turn around. Carrington Valentine I like a lot. I want to play something here with you.
Real quick, before we play something. I don't know if the mic picked it up, but you were cracking your knuckles. Do you do that often?
Oh, so often.
Yeah. Did you even know you were doing it?
No, not at that time.
Okay, yeah. You were doing it while you were talking there, and it caught me off guard. Anyway, all right, let's play a game.
All right, so I'm going to name, ooh, dang it, I'm trying to figure this. Okay, got it. So I'm going to name the last two people on the Packers cornerback depth chart and one name that is not.
So two truths and a lie, essentially.
Effectively, and you need to choose which one the lie is.
Okay.
All right, let's pull it up here. So we've got one, Zion Gilbert.
Okay.
Two,
I have no idea.
Benny Sapp.
He's real.
And three, James Johnson.
Well, you stuttered way too much on James Johnson, so I'm going to go James Johnson's the fake one.
That is correct. I was trying so desperately to find a name that sounded more like a Packer, and James Johnson just so happens to be my best friend's little sister's boyfriend. I was like trying
best
so bad.
Best friend's little sister's boyfriend.
Yep, he gets a shout out, James Johnson.
Shout out to James Johnson, indeed. Will you be my boyfriend?
No, oh my gosh. We're sitting here before the show trying to figure out what we're going to talk about, how we're going to talk about it, and you said, I made it official last night. What the hell did you do?
That. Pretty much that, yeah.
What? Explain it.
Sitting on the couch, looked at her, said, enough of the bleep. Will you be my girlfriend? She said yes, and that was it.
How long have you two been seeing each other?
About 2.5 months.
Yeah, okay. So this is around the time that you'd want to really have a definition. Just that feels so weird to me.
It feels very elementary, I agree.
So I when I was first courting and realized that I really liked...
Courting, I like
courting,
that.
Yes. I really liked Elfie, and I was like, okay, this is something that I want to pursue. She and I were hanging out. We were walking around. Actually, it was the 4th of July, walking around at night. And I was like, oh, let's go to this park and watch some fireworks. And there I told her, hey, I got to be honest. I got a crush on you. I like you a lot. But I knew she would, you know, recently out of relationships and stuff like that. And so I was like, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like, I just want to let you know that, like, I'm interested so that when you're ready, there's that. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm not ready. But then, like, also she was definitely ready. But we never had that conversation. And then at one point... her sister was asking, like, oh, so, like, when were or are you two official? Like, what was that? And she, like, couldn't figure out how to do it. I was like, okay, here's the real question. On what date do I owe you flowers?
There you go.
Because that way it's not like, will you be my girlfriend?
It feels very elementary.
It was
I'm not proud of it.
It's so goofy.
It is what it is. All right, he's Alex Gravatt. I'm Alex Strofe. Just a couple of studs talking football. It's what this show is. You can get G on Twitter at Alex Gravatt, G-R-A-V-A-T-T. You can find me on Twitter at Alex_Strofe, S-T-R-O-U-F. Back with you tomorrow, probably. Who knows?
Will you subscribe to our YouTube channel?
We're back with you tomorrow. It's Green Bay every day.